Our next article looks at the subject of de-extinction. Could Jurassic Park become a reality? As scientists get more and more excited about bringing extinct creatures back to life, we ask if mammoths or dinosaurs could really walk the Earth again, and if so, if that is really such a good idea.
There's a man in Montana who is trying to create a dinosaur. We're 50% there, says Professor Jack Horner, one of the world's leading paleontologists. We know we can do it, it's just there are some huge hurdles. Horner is working with chickens because, as he was one of the first to suggest, birds are the direct descendants of the dinosaurs. This means that their DNA contains the vestiges of their evolutionary history. Therefore, if you turn certain chicken genes off and turn others on, you can reverse engineer a creature with dinosaur characteristics. To be clear, this won't be a Tyrannosaurus rex, a Velociraptor, or any of the movie star dinosaurs. It will be a chickenosaur. But that's a start. Meanwhile, in Seoul, biotechnologists are working on a decades-old dream, resurrecting the mammoth. Using tissue samples from mammoths frozen in the Siberian ice, they hope to transplant a cell nucleus into an elephant egg that has had its nucleus removed, and then implant it in an elephant surrogate mother. But it's early days, and among other big problems facing the Koreans is the fact that nobody has ever tried to extract eggs from an elephant, unsurprisingly. Around the world, there are numerous other projects involving less iconic creatures that have gone extinct much more recently, often due to human activity. Australian frogs, Chinese river dolphins, Spanish ibex, and more. Many scientists argue that it would be better to devote our resources to saving animals that are in danger of becoming extinct. But there is an irrepressible excitement among researchers who see the first de-extinction getting rapidly closer. What intrigues me is just that it's really cool, says Hank Greeley, a bioethicist at Stanford University, California, who specializes in the legal and ethical implications of de-extinction. A saber-toothed cat? It would be neat to see one of those. But where will any of these animals be able to live today? The environment they knew is gone, but perhaps not forever. Thanks to a process known as rewilding, it seems that land can be restored to its natural pre-cultivated state. For decades, farmers argued that if humans stopped working the land, then it would simply become dense forest. Experiments in rewilding have proved this wrong. In the Netherlands, for example, animals such as deer, horses and wild cattle were reintroduced to a 4,000-hectare area of land 30 years ago. Although untouched by humans since, thanks to the animals' presence, the land has not become dense forest, but a complex mosaic of open meadows and small woodlands. This is the landscape that our ancestors would have known, and that is essential for other animals to survive. We currently protect 15% of the land and 3.4% of the ocean as national parks. But experts say that a global program of rewilding is the only solution if we want to stop the mass extinction of animals through habitat loss by restoring and protecting as much as half the planet. Impossible? Not entirely. Today, 54% of humans live in urban areas, but these only cover 3% of the land surface. Doesn't that suggest there could be room for us and everything else? Maybe even a chickenosaur.